We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of the best managers in baseball, Terry Francona, is with us. Terry, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. How is your golf game? Are you a good golfer?
You know what? I played 18 holes today, and we had to walk. And I feel like I played a football game. it's kind of sloppy at the moment. I got through it, but it was not easy.
Yeah, I see Smoltz and Beckett, Clemens, Glavin, Lesser. I mean, pitcher. Why are pitchers? It seems like pitchers are
always
better
the best
at golf,
golfers,
right? They have more time on their hands. What is it? I don't know.
That's the one thing. They can play, but they're a lot bigger and stronger than you think they are.
It's true.
I know Beckett hit into me all day today, and when I saw where his drive would land, I couldn't believe it, because I know I had just hit on the same hole, and he was 100 yards ahead of me.
Wow. We're talking with Indians manager Terry Francona. Terry, in the last 17 years, for 16 of the last 17 years, including this coming season, you spent 8 years as manager of the Red Sox. This will be your eighth season as manager of the Indians. You've essentially only worked with one front office, right? You were Theo the whole time in Boston. I know Mark Shapiro was here when you first got here, but he didn't get fired. He went somewhere else. And Chris was here and Mike was here. You see all the change, both in baseball, where 11 managers now have lost jobs for a variety of reasons, and all the change in Cleveland, where we seem to be changing coaches and GMs of the Cavs and Browns on a daily basis. How nice is it that you, because you've done a great job and the people you work with have done a great job, have been able to work with the same people for so many years?
Well, I mean, it's something I really value. I don't know that, I would still be doing this if it wasn't with these people. I mean, that's how much I value it. I'm getting to an age now where it's getting a little harder physically, but I enjoy the people so much. And it's not that we don't get challenged. We do. And we all have our moments. But I enjoy, like I said, there's no other way to say it. I just value it so much, the people that I work with, that it makes the tough times worthwhile.
Right.
And it just, we kind of attack our problems or our challenges together, and I enjoy that.
Terry, this time of year, it's you guys approach spring training. Do you still, as long as you've been around the game, get those goosebumps or get excited for spring training to get here?
Yeah, I do. It takes me a little longer when the season's over to kind of get recharged, just because as you get older, it gets tougher. But when that calendar turns and you start talking to Millsy about what we're going to do on day one, what are we going to do on day two, it gets exciting. Everybody's glass should be half full. If it's not, there's something wrong, because nothing's gone wrong yet. Nobody's hurt. Everybody feels good. Nobody's got a loss yet. It's a fun time of year.
Obviously there's been change to the pitching staff. You guys traded Trevor Bauer last season. Now Kluber, who was your ace and, was the man in the years you guys went to the playoffs, and hopefully we'll go again. And now it's a turning of the page, right? Shane Bieber had a great season last year. Mike Clevenger, when he wasn't on the DL, was fantastic last year. Probably would have been in the Cy Young mix, too, if he'd stayed healthy the whole season. These young guys all came up. They all did a nice job. Talk about that. You still have Cookie, obviously, and hopefully he's going to be healthy and good to go. Talk about the transition that this pitching staff is going through, but still with a lot of talent.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up Carrasco, because I think he goes back to being a huge part of our rotation. And when you have a Clevenger and a Bieber that can anchor it, we're pretty fortunate. We are in a little bit of a transition. It's hard to say goodbye to a guy like Kluber, but I think Chris and Tierney have been really open and quite honest about trying to keep, every team in our division has taken a big step backwards at some point and had kind of a rebuild.
Right.
And we're trying not to do that. So the decisions they make are really difficult. and they kind of try to thread a needle, and it's not easy. I know they tell you that, and that they agonize over some of these moves. Nobody wants to say goodbye to Kluber, but we're trying to keep a chance to consistently win, and it's really difficult.
Tito, tell us about Cesar Hernandez and your thoughts on him replacing Kipnis at second base.
You know, it was our number one target. We got fortunate. We had talked to him pretty early on, and we were hoping he wouldn't sign right away because we wanted a chance to sign him. You know, he's a switch hitter and guy that can play a really good second base. He got caught up in that thing, you know, the non-tender thing, because he was going to make quite a bit of money. We're really happy to have him. I think he wanted, after talking to him, I could sense he wanted to come to Cleveland. That gives us a switch hitter at every infield spot, which is kind of a luxury.
We're talking with Indians manager Terry Francona. Terry, when you look at this division, right, you know, obviously the Twins had a huge year last year, won 100 games. I think they're still working some things out with their pitching, but obviously their lineup with adding Donaldson now, and they already were fantastic last year. Their lineup's even better now. And they did make some additions, and Rich Hill could be, if he's healthy, could be an interesting guy late in the season for them. But now the White Sox, you know, they've been rebuilding, as you know, for the last couple of years. It seems like they're just about ready to contend. Obviously, the Tigers and Royals still have a ways to go. But I think for the first time in a while, it's probably going to be a three-team race. Do you look at it that way?
Well, you know what? No, I never look at it that way.
Okay.
I understand why you would say that.
Yeah.
And that makes perfect sense to me. But what I care about is when we play somebody that night,
that's
they're
it.
Directly
yeah.
in our sights. And that's who we have to beat. And I mean, nobody knew coming out of spring training last year that Minnesota would win over 100 games. I mean, things,
sure,
you know, things change. Guys get confidence, and teams get confidence, and you play better than you really knew you could. I just always feel like, man, we got to stay in the moment, and we got to beat whoever we're playing. And if we do that well enough, we'll end up where we're supposed to be.
Terry, obviously, the biggest story in baseball right now is what's going on with the Astros. For people like me that love baseball, this is very sad. I think it's terrible what's happened. You know, obviously, you've had three managers have now lost their jobs. The general manager of the Astros has lost his job. You know, this has obviously been a huge story. Everybody's talking about it. You know, did you guys have any clue this was going on at the time?
Well, I mean, you hear a lot of stuff. You know, you hear rumors. But, I mean, I've had people tell me things like, you know, players come through and say, yeah, when you were in Boston, your guy stood up in the bullpen. And, you know, I was kind of glad that they were worried about it, but I would laugh on the inside because I knew it wasn't true.
Right.
You know, again, but we also got some memos from the league telling us that, hey, you cannot do this. Don't do it. We are going to start to enforce this. So it was kind of the end of the story. I mean, or at least, you know, I thought it was.
Right.
Evidently, some teams decided to continue to carry it on, and now they're paying the price for it.
Terry, what do you think the league can do to prevent this in the future, if anything?
Well, you know, that last year they started monitoring, you know, like the phones, and they would have an RA come around and check the video and things like that. And I'm sure they'll probably continue to do more of that. You know what? There's some awful smart people that run our game, and I will leave that up to them, you know, how they choose to police it and clean it up and things like that. I think they'll probably, like I said, they're really smart people, and they're conscientious. They'll figure something out.
Terry, a big rule change this year in Major League Baseball is, you know, going to you have to face, a pitcher's got to face three batters or get to the end of the inning. I personally don't. I want to see baseball be a little quicker, just like anybody else. I don't love this rule. What do you think about it?
I don't know how much time it's saving.
Yeah.
But I think they're almost marginalizing the managers. You know, if you have a bullpen that is stacked where you could just let a guy go like sixth, seventh, eighth inning, you know, you're going to be in good shape. If you kind of mix and match like we have been doing the last few years, it hurts us a little bit. You know, you show up at the ballpark and you try to do things better than the other team.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're successful, sometimes you're not. But yeah. I feel like it's really taken away from the manager being able to try to navigate his bullpen. And I'm not a fan of it. This is one of the few things that MLB's done that I just don't like, and I'm having a hard time with it. Now I better get used to it,
yeah,
because we're going to have to live and die with it. But I'm just not a big fan.
What do you think? I mean, this hasn't happened yet. It seems like it might eventually. It wouldn't really affect you. Well, it wouldn't. I mean, I guess it would a little bit. But if they eventually go to the universal DH, do you think it's a good idea?
I do. I really do. Yeah. I think when you're playing so many interleague games, and you know you're playing for the, whether it's your division or the wild card, like us last year, you know, and it didn't end up mattering, but we ended up going to play the Nationals the last three games of the year, and right. And if we'd have won those games in Chicago, those games would have been huge against the Nationals,
right.
And here we go without our best team. You know, we're built for a DH, and then you play eight or nine games a year where you can't even use it, it doesn't make sense to me. And I would think that teams would – nobody wants to watch a pitcher hit.
Nobody.
I mean, I don't care who you are.
Yeah. Agreed. I've been rooting for baseball my whole life. I have no interest in seeing the pitchers hit. To that point, though, do you guys plan on working Franmil Reyes in the outfield a little bit this year?
Well, I mean, we'd like to.
Yeah.
You know, because you'd like to be able to kind of rotate that DH spot around a little bit. Give guys a day off their legs.
Yeah.
But, again, we have to play our best team.
Right.
And we've told Franmil that. We said, hey, you know, this is what we'd like, but you have an obligation to kind of get yourself to a point where, you know, we can put you out there and it doesn't hurt us, because that doesn't help anybody either. We love having his bat in the lineup. When we get out to spring training, he'll certainly play a lot of outfield in spring training, and we'll kind of see where things fall.
You know, last thing, I'm curious, you know, Nolan Jones – is an up-and-coming prospect, obviously, probably the best-hitting prospect. At least that seems to be the general consensus. I don't know if you feel that way, in the system. Do you think he has a chance to make it to the big leagues this year?
You know what? Obviously he has a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, you hate to put a timetable on guys.
Sure.
What we tell them is, you know, you will it will dictate, you know, by the way you play. And sometimes there has to be a need. I mean – And it's a little bit of both. But to your point, we love the kid.
Yeah.
We think he's going to be a really good player. He played through some injuries last year that kind of hurt his numbers a little bit, but he's a tough kid. And by all accounts, he's going to be healthy by spring training. And you're right. We really think this kid's going to be a good player.
One last thing, Tito. Sorry. But, your bullpen did a pretty solid job, especially the first half of last year, even though you didn't have a ton of swing and miss guys. This year, you add Clase in the trade, who throws really hard. You brought up Karinchak at the end of last year, who throws really hard. How big a difference can those two guys make if you have them for the whole season, young arms that are, you know, flamethrowers?
Well, as you've seen – you know, the league is kind of going that way,
yep.
Where bullpens, you know, guys come in and they can miss bats and they have velocity. And now we got a couple guys that we think fit that mold. Even with Class A, you know, he didn't have a ton of strikeouts because he throws the ball kind of a two-seamer down that he gets a lot of ground balls, but his velocity is tremendous. And with Karinchak, like you said, you know, there's a ton of swing and miss there too. So, I mean, obviously that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
These guys got to go out and do it. They're still pretty young, but there's a lot to like in them.
The 2020 LPGA Tour season begins with the second annual Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions presented by Insurance Office of America. Starting today through the 19th, Four Seasons Golf and Sports Club in Orlando. Winners from the last two LPGA seasons are gathering right now. Central Florida compete for $1.2 million. They'll be joined by a lot of people, including Terry Francona, John Smoltz, Josh Beckett, Roger Clemens, Josh Donaldson, Tom Glavine, John Lester, Brian McCann, Justin Verlander, Greg Maddux, Kevin Millar, Mark Mulder, Pudge Rodriguez, as well as Marcus Allen, Brian Urlacher, Larry Fitzgerald, Patrick Peterson, Ray Allen. This is an incredible field of baseball, football, basketball stars, Terry, in addition to the golfers. This is exciting stuff here.
You know what? It's so fun to going to the driving range and, you know, sitting next to you is Marcus Allen or Larry Fitzgerald or Brian Urlacher. I mean, you know, that's, it's really fun. And I mean, I enjoy that almost more than anything.
Tito, we appreciate the time, man. We look forward to another
thanks,
season.
Tito.
Thanks, as always, for coming on
all
with
right,
us.
Guys. I enjoyed it. Take care.
Yeah, appreciate
thanks, it. See you guys.
You got it. Terry Francona. He's the man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.